Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark. This is the Texans Today podcast. My name is Drew Doherty. And the day after the Texans took care of the Raiders 29-6, head coach Gary Kubiak stepped to the podium for his weekly Monday day after press conference and answered questions, starting first with the run game.
You said after the game you wanted to watch your guys against the eight-man front to find out why you couldn't run. Have you figured it out?
Well, we ran the ball well in the first half, John. If you, we come out the first half, I think, averaging 5 yards a carry, made a couple of big plays in the second half. Obviously, we were kind of beating our head against the post a little bit there throughout the fourth quarter. I just think it's something that we obviously got to improve upon for us to be successful throughout the season. But you're right, we got 41 good looks. I find a lot of reasons why we didn't run the ball average-wise as well as we need to do it. But it just needs to stay a total commitment on my part, Kyle's part, offensively, because it's something that we have to do better as a team.
You haven't been afraid to make changes in your secondary. Do you anticipate or would you make changes in your running game if you thought somebody needed
you? Talking about scheme-wise, John?
No, players.
I think throughout the football team, you're always looking to see how you can get better. We gave Ryan some carries yesterday, and I think we got better. I think Ryan came in and did a good job for us. I thought Steve responded and played better for us in the game. Actually, he's our offensive player of the game. So if that's what you're asking me, I mean, we're going to – we can give everybody an opportunity to pitch in, but as far as what we're doing running the ball, it's going to have to be a continuation of everybody getting better from up front to backs to, coaches, everybody. I mean, we're off to a very slow start running the football, but we're committed to what we're doing. We need to do it better.
After the game, Gary, you said you were getting runs against their nickel, but you should be able with your scheme to run against an eight-man front, which is usually used to stop the run. Mm-hmm. Why should you, in your scheme, be able to run against that consistently?
Well, you better be able to run against an eight-man front in this league, John. I mean, you're going to get it. If you're in four-minute situations, fourth-quarter situations, and you've got a touchdown lead or a 10-point lead, if you totally go away from the run because somebody's playing you in an eight-man front, then, to me, you're going to struggle. I mean, we've always prided ourselves on being able to line up, account for those hats and or those bodies that are in there, and finding a way to grind out some first downs. And we're not going to change. We got to stay committed to that for us to be the team that we need to be.
Gary, after the game, in the past, when this team won, that was a big thing. Mm-hmm. The feeling from at least the veterans was they were less than thrilled with the way you did win. What do you think about that? What's the message there?
Whose perspective?
Like Eric Winston, for example.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that came from Eric because, Eric, along with everybody else, we were disappointed in the second half offensively in the way we played. I mean, we were explosive in the first half. This is a good defensive football team. We had 282 yards at halftime. That's as good a half as you can have in the National Football League. We had four plays over 40 yards against that. So, I mean, we were explosive. We were very good in the first half. We had a chance to come out of that first half if we don't turn the ball over, possibly with a 30-3 lead. That it doesn't get any better than that in this league. So in the second half, for us not to be able to grind out some first downs, stay on the field, finish it in better fashion than we did, then that should be something that concerns us, and that's good. I mean, it means we got the right guys, but there was some good, there was some bad. We got to improve upon all of it. So I can understand his feelings.
Gary, what's it like? You're going from Jamarcus Russell, now you're going to Kurt Warner. What's it like to go to Warner and his receivers on their field?
Well, not only going against him, I mean, here's an MVP in this league. Obviously, last year what they did as a football team was tremendous, and we know that their strength of their team is to spread you out and throw the ball. So we're going to get a good dose of that. They're going to be fresh, John. They were off this past week. So a new challenge for our football team. We're going to have to score some points in there as a team, offensively. So just a total different challenge from a standpoint of experience, all those playmakers that they have.
What about Warner? His career, everybody thought he was over. Now he's been rejuvenated. What makes him so special?
Well, I just think he's very smart. He's as a play caller, you can put him in situations where you empty the backfield and stuff, and even if people blitz you, Kirk, that's his strength, making plays, getting rid of the ball quickly, spreading people all over the place, and they got the weapons to do it. I played against him when he was in St. Louis and watched him do it, and he's been doing it now in Arizona. So just got a lot of respect for him as a player, as a person. You know, he's a big-time guy.
You got two best receivers in the league on the same field. As a coach, I know you got other things to worry about, but do you, what do you think about that matchup, and what should fans think about it?
Well, we've got a couple of young guys that are fixing to go against some great players. But like I told you yesterday, I think you kind of asked me the same question about our young secondary. But, you know, we're going to go with these young guys. I was impressed with how Q played yesterday with the first-time start. I think Bryce came in and did some nice stuff. Dante's getting better each week. You know, the challenge is there for us defensively, and we'll have to have some young guys grow up real fast.
How are Fitzgerald and Bolin alike, and then how are they different?
Well, obviously Fitzgerald, a big guy. Those jump balls, those fades, those type of things, you know, very difficult for you defensively. The way he can go get the ball. The other guy just scares the heck out of you. He catches a lot of, things, screens, bubbles and stuff, and all of a sudden turns into a tremendous runner after the catch. So, and then to me, Breeston's making big plays for him too. I really like the back. Just very explosive offensively. So, they're going to make some plays. You know that. We're going to have to, like I said, find a way to score some points. I think our special teams has played well, and we need them to really step up well this week for us.
Gary, how did you like the way Barber worked when you had to put him in there in that
situation? Well, for not having practice basically all week, you know, Eugene got all the reps. Dominique did not. So it just tells you he's turned into a pro. You know, you find out a lot about guys. When they get put in tough situations, I think he kind of knew that could be coming on Saturday night when Eugene, got ill. But tells you he was taking care of his business. He was ready to play even though he wasn't getting the reps. He had about 3 or 4 chances for turnovers that he could have come up with those plays. But I thought he filled in and did a nice job.
Were you so bothered by the things you didn't do well that you had trouble enjoying the victory?
No, I enjoy victories. I mean, y'all get me wrong on that. When I come in here after a game, it's just that the wheels start turning on the things that you got to continue to get better at to be successful over a 16-game season. You see things a little different the next day, obviously watching film. And like I said, offensively, I'm sitting there watching the first half of football, and I'm so impressed with how we played against a very good defensive football team. But you want to see us do that all day long. And defensively, we did do it. We did it all day long yesterday. That's what I was most impressed with our defense. I liked our effort from the first snap to the last one.
I know you're going to laugh at this, but if you take those 4 plays out, statistically, you're a very good defense.
4 plays?
So, you know, the 4 plays. But overall, how do you feel about your defense right now?
Well, you see some great things going on. I mean, you're sitting here watching number 56 play right now, and I think we all know what we've got on our team right now. So that's so encouraging. I think D'Amico's level of play is good, if not even better than since he's been here. You watch Antonio and Mario yesterday, how they factored in the game. So that's so encouraging. And then the back end, I mean, we just have to understand we're young, and we have to understand that, and we have to go ahead and go with these guys. We're going to have to live with some mistakes, but we got to just stay after them, keep coaching them, and obviously they should gain some confidence from this past weekend. And it's a long, long haul, and if we'll just keep those guys working, I think, like I told you yesterday, I think we can be a good defensive football team before it's said and done.
And those are the things you came out of yesterday feeling good about the team about.
Correct.
And so you just put, hey, there are still things we need to work on in another category.
I don't understand what you're asking. No,
I don't know what I'm asking either.
I don't know what I'm asking
I'll
either.
Ask you. How do you explain your success against the NFC? You've been 3-1 the last 2 years. Now you're playing your first game against the NFC. And do you expect to pick up where y'all left off?
Well, you know, John, I don't know if any of us know about this league. I mean, you just look, this league changes every week. I mean, you start a season and everybody thinks they can identify the 10 great teams and those type of things. And all of a sudden, the season gets a month into it and you look and there's some teams you thought were going to be great teams that are struggling. Some teams you thought were going to struggle are going to be great teams. This league changes every week, every year. Like I said, we're playing a team that was in the Super Bowl last year. That's off to a 1-2 start. You got to worry about yourself. You got to play good football yourself and not get caught up in records and this or that. And I think our team understands that. It's just something that we battle every week, but I think we're understanding that if we don't play well, it's not going to matter.
Do you have any injury issues coming out of
it? Yeah, we got two significant injuries with Campbell and Ferguson, knee issues that I think it's pretty safe for me to say right now you're not going to see them this week, and we'll have to evaluate them over the course of the next couple of days. We've got some decisions to make. Mario's banged the shoulder, and Moats has a little bit of a turf toe, which concerns us, so that they'll both be day-to-day, but the two most significant being Kerry and Nick.
Are they sprained knees?
Yes, MCL on one. Not quite sure right now with Caldwell, but both significant enough that I think they would both be safe to say they will not play this week. Camp Carey and Nick, yeah.
Anyone else? You said one of your things you wanted to improve was winning on the road. You're 1-0. The team's never been 2-0. What did you learn in Tennessee that might help you in Arizona?
Well, I think the thing that we as a team probably learned is it's about 60 minutes because, you know, a little over a quarter and a half in that game, we're down 21-7 and found a way to win on the road. So hopefully we just draw from that, John. I mean, we're going to go to a place this week that's going to be very tough, very loud, very good football team. We just need to make sure we go in there and battle for 60 minutes and you know, that you're there at the end of the game with a chance to win. I mean, you know, you can't get too high, too low. It's going to be a great football game, and we're going to have to make the plays at the end to beat a difference
maker. When you were in Denver, y'all were good on the road. Is it talent? Is it coaching? What can you do as a coach to help you win on the road?
Well, you don't do anything different preparation-wise. I mean, you still practice. Obviously, you practice noise and those type of things, which we've been real committed to. Game plan-wise, I mean, we're going to prepare whether we play them here or there, John. We got to beat their defense. We got to beat their offense. Obviously on the road, you know, you need to go in there and just battle and hopefully get a couple of breaks. I think one of the things I feel good about right now is the way our special teams are playing. I think Joe has done an excellent job. I think our special teams can be a difference for us week in and week out right now.
Hey, Matt's the second highest rated quarterback in the AFC. Overall, just how you evaluate him right now?
Well, he's been playing well, Richard, and he was not feeling well yesterday. He was, to me, not his total self, but yet he made some big plays in the game. And I said this before, I think Matt's playing very at a high level, you know, at a top, whatever, 5 or 10 level around this league right now. And when it's all said and done, whether Matt ends up in the top 5 or top 3 in this league, to me, it all depends on the protecting the ball. That's what it's all about, you know. So for him, you know, throwing that one decision out right before the half, and you know, he probably couldn't have been better in that game.
None of your players has been criticized more than Moby, and he's made a big play in the last 3 games, more than one. How's he playing?
He's playing better, John. He was very active yesterday. I had a big sack early in the game. But our whole front played better. I mean, our front 8, the guys that we rotate, they were all factors in the game. And, you know, on the production chart, they were, you know, very hot. They played extremely well. Our 2 defensive players of the game were Antonio and Mario. Both factored extremely well in the game.
Do you feel good enough about Eugene's situation concerning Nick also that you're not worried about maybe only having 3 safeties going to Arizona?
Yeah, I'm okay. I mean, I'm hopefully that that Eugene will be fine this week. You have to remember we still have 4, right, because we have 5 on the roster. So if Eugene comes back, am I right? Well, I still got 4,
Eugene,
right? So
sense.
If Eugene's fine, then I've still got, we've got Pollard, we've got Barber, and we've got Beasing. So we're 1 heavy at safety right now on the roster, so I would still feel okay.
And regarding the type of play that you get from Pollard as a safety, you feel like he's better suited this past week against Oakland as a run stopper? Are you at all concerned about a team that likes to throw more?
Well, I think what you're asking me is, yeah, this team can spread you out. So, you know, they could there's a way they can get safeties off the field if that's where you're heading. So, yeah, obviously a different task this week. How we're going to be attacked.
Glover Quinn's okay, his arm or whatever.
Yeah, he is. Right before the half, they were very concerned, and at halftime even told me that he may not come back, but the x-rays were negative, and he's fine.
He and Pollard play well enough to keep starting.
Oh, yeah, they definitely did a good job, yeah.
We appreciate you listening to this Texans Today podcast. Please stay here at HoustonTexans.com to find out everything you could ever want to know about your favorite football team, its coaches, its players, its cheerleaders, and more. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Ball time in Houston, and we're ready to play.